When people leave prison, they can go from having basic health care to having none at all. Side Effects Public Media's Sebastian Martinez Valdivia reports on efforts to enroll people in Medicaid upon leaving prison in an effort to keep them from coming back.
In the lobby of the Reentry Opportunity Center in Columbia, Missouri, soft R&B music provides a soothing soundtrack for the people passing through. Most of them are just starting the process of putting their lives together after being incarcerated.
When someone comes out, they need everything. they need everything, and they need it now.
Program Director DeMarcus Thomas Brown says the center looks to link its clients to the many resources they might need by creating what he calls warm handoffs, personal connections to local organizations, like the Voluntary Action Center, or VAC.
We're not just telling them, hey, if you go down to VAC on Wednesdays, you can possibly get help. We're able to give the handoffs and say, hey, so-and-so is waiting for you.
Thomas Brown says one of the biggest needs for people leaving incarceration is health care. While people can typically access basic health services while incarcerated, that goes away on the outside.
If they were taking meds, whether it be for mental or even stabilizing for recovery from substance use disorder, how to get those meds now on the outside is a huge obstacle.
The state of Missouri expanded Medicaid last summer. The public health insurance program for people with low incomes is now open to most Missourians making less than about $18,800 a year for an individual. But eligibility for Medicaid isn't the same as enrollment. More than 71,000 Missourians have enrolled in Medicaid since the state started implementing expansion in the fall. That's just over a quarter of the estimated 275,000 Missourians newly eligible through expansion. The state has done little to promote the program, and that work has largely fallen to advocates and nonprofits. Concordance in St. Louis is one group connecting people leaving prison to Medicaid. Michelle Smith is the organization's president.
Just being eligible when you're an individual in prison doesn't mean you're going to take advantage of it.
Federal data shows most other states process Medicaid applications within a week. In Missouri, it takes on average more than 3 months, according to the state's most recent report. Smith says these delays are a problem for people leaving incarceration.
If they have some type of medication, when they're released from prison, they're only released with a 30-day supply. If you can't get Medicaid eligible or see a healthcare doctor within those 30 days, prescriptions will lapse.
Smith says Concordance starts filling out applications with its clients in the final days of their sentence in order to speed up the process. She says several have already successfully enrolled. The overall goal is to reduce recidivism, and research suggests Medicaid expansion can help make that happen.
So if you look at the psychiatry literature, it clearly shows that certain types of crimes are correlated with certain health conditions.
Erkman Aslam is an economics professor at Grand Valley State University in Michigan. He's the lead author on a recent study that found lower rates of recidivism in states that expanded Medicaid compared to those that didn't. Aslam says there was a pronounced effect on crimes correlated with mental health and addiction specifically.
This supports our hypothesis that the policy is really effective in curbing recidivism associated with crimes that are most likely committed impulsively.
Lower rates of recidivism, Aslam says, benefits individuals and also society. Fewer people reoffending means fewer fiscal costs to imprison them, not to mention the direct cost to victims of crime. But seeing those benefits requires streamlining the process so that everyone who's eligible for Medicaid gets enrolled. I'm Sebastian Martinez Valdivia, Side Effects Public Media.
Side Effects Public Media is a Midwest reporting collaboration focused on public health.